Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning. Had to think about it there for a moment. Thursday morning, devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Continuing today in a week focused on being renewed. And sometimes our spirit, sometimes every fiber of our being feels like it's struggling. And to look at God's Word and see how He desires to renew us. The scripture that focused today's devotion on, I actually want to look a little ahead of that. Because the verse, the key verse for today kind of gives the result. Benefit that we have in Christ. But the reason that we need that comes earlier. Paul writes, and he uses these terms that I'm guessing most of us identify with at some point in our life. He gives a response to each, but I want you to hear just these struggles of life by themselves. We are hard-pressed on every side. Sound familiar? We are perplexed. We are persecuted. We are struck down. I think there's times that every one of us feels some aspect of those negative thoughts, those negative actions, those negative emotions. If you're familiar with the passage, you know that that's not all there is to it. In fact, he says, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. He talks about carrying the death of Christ in their bodies. But kind of the summation of it is the key that I want us to consider today about being renewed each day. In the midst of all of that, in the midst of being perplexed, of discouraged, of struck down, of living the hardships of life. And for most of us watching this and listening to this, the hardships of life that we face are generally not anything close to the level that Paul endured, as he writes, as those early Christians endured as they read and listened to his letter. It's not that our struggles are not real. They're just different. But here's where he says we ought to turn. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. You see, when we look to God, when we understand and live according to His faithfulness, it's not that these troubles disappear. It's not that we're never perplexed. It's not that we're never persecuted. It's not that we're never in trouble. In fact, he says that these outward bodies continually waste away. And some of that wasting is a natural process of the aging of a physical body. Some of it is brought upon us by ourselves. Some of it is brought upon us by the actions and attitudes of others. But in the midst of all of that, he says, whatever is happening outwardly, when we look to God and we trust in His faithfulness, we can be renewed inwardly each day. Our very spirit is fed by our time with God and His Word and in prayer. And we become renewed in spirit, renewed in hope, renewed in faith. And it's by having that inward renewal that we're able to recognize that our troubles, well, in comparison to the glory of eternity with God, our troubles are simply light and momentary. Many days they don't feel that way. Many times we allow our troubles to consume our life, to consume everything about us. And yet God's desire is that inwardly we would be renewed each day, so our mind and our thoughts, we talked yesterday about renewing our thoughts that transform our life. Because we fix our mind on things above, on the things of Christ. And when we allow our inward being to be renewed by the Spirit of God within us, then we endure. I know numerous people that struggle through work situations. And they would endure because they were counting down the days to retirement. And they kind of worked and lived with that attitude that these troubles, while great and while difficult, were really only momentary. That they weren't all that heavy when compared to what was to come, the benefits of a pension, of a retirement plan, of being able to get out from under the weight. And that's kind of what life is. We struggle on, being renewed inwardly by the knowledge and the awareness that what's coming is better. Jesus says there's a place prepared for those who are faithful to the end. As we go through today, there will probably be things in your life and in my life that, well, we would rather not experience. Things that feel like they're chipping away at us physically, emotionally, spiritually. Things that make us feel that we are wasting away. In the midst of that, God says to fix your eyes on Jesus. To allow Him and your relationship with Him to renew you inwardly, regardless of what's happening externally. And in that time of renewal that you would see what's coming is so much greater, so much better. While we generally don't know when that day is, there are times that the wasting away of our physical body becomes to such an extent that we know that it won't be long until that culmination of a faithful life is fully restored. And as we live life, no matter what we do, this body finally stops. Very rare occasions, I guess. I've mentioned it various times. One of my all-time favorite Bible characters from as early as I can remember is Enoch. And I don't know that in those early years I really recognized the fact that he didn't die. I just loved the fact that here was a man who is described as walking with God. And it says one day he was not. He was not found on earth because God took him. And when you look at the chronological orders and the numbers given in that era, he lived many less years than those given for his contemporaries. A lot of years compared to our lifespan, but he was renewed each day, and one day he was fully renewed. And I believe for the Christian, that's kind of the experience that we have. We are continually renewed day by day, even as our outward tent wastes away. And one day when this tent gives up, when it fails, we will be fully renewed. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider those struggles that you face. How much weight do you give them? They do have a weight of their own. I'm not trying to discount that at all, but many times, at least in my life, I have this tendency to give them more weight than what they actually have, especially in comparison to the promise of God's inward renewal each day. Can you say that you're perplexed? But renewed, restored, given hope in the midst of it. You see, Paul writes and he acknowledges the struggles that they're going through, but he acknowledges a God that's greater than those struggles. That all of the hardships of life, all of the mistreatments of life are not able to destroy him. And well, when we are in Christ, they shouldn't be able to destroy us. Not the essence of us. Yes, there are those that can kill this physical body. But for those who are renewed daily in Christ, even that, even the death of this body is not the end. In fact, it's the graduation. It's the longing fulfilled for a new body, a new residence. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is such that you call us to yourself so that we can be renewed each day. Kind of like the manna that was found fresh each morning. And we can come to you, and your promise is that your mercies are new each day, that your renewal that you offer to us in Christ is new each day. The struggles we face seem to come day in and day out. And sometimes we allow them to accumulate more than they should. We give them more power than what they really have. So God, in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the perplexities of life, may we come to you and spend time with you in your word and prayer and listening and enjoying the presence of your Spirit within us, and finding that inward renewal. A renewal that teaches us that what's coming is so much greater. A renewal that teaches us that there's more to life than this physical, the physical presence of this body. There is life eternal. There is life that continues with you even when this body gives up, when it ceases to function. Father, I pray that every one of us today would know the power of being renewed by your Spirit each day. That we would live with an eye fixed, and both of our eyes fixed on what's to come, fixed on our relationship with Jesus, fixed on you. God, as we live as those that overcome the struggles of this life by being renewed inwardly each day, may the way we face those troubles help us to represent Jesus well. And when we press on in the midst of the chaos of life, may we do so because of the power of Jesus within us. And Father, through His power, may we lift Him up in every opportunity possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.